You can turn in your Bibles to James chapter 4. James chapter 4. We're looking at verses 11 through 12 this morning. Before we look at James chapter 4, verses 11 through 12, I want to say that Jewel, Ivy, and Emma came back from Young Life Camp. We prayed for them. I told you to pray for them this weekend. If you don't know what Young Life Camp is like, I would honestly, before they leave, sorry guys, but if you could just grab them and say, hey, what was camp like? Because it's an amazing experience of, yes, fun, right? Or did you guys not have any fun? No fun. No fun at all. But time where the gospel was presented several times throughout the day. An awesome moment. So if you're not familiar with Young Life and you're not familiar with camp, that aspect of Young Life, talk to those three to see what it was like. So I'm glad you guys are back. So with that being said, though, let's go to God's Word. James chapter 4, verses 11 and 12. Do not speak evil against one another, brothers. The one who speaks against a brother or judges his brother speaks evil against the law and judges the law. But if you judge the law, you are not a doer of the law, but a judge. There is only one lawgiver and judge, and he who is able to save and to destroy. But who are you to judge your neighbor? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for your word, and thank you that your word is absolute truth. And Father, right now we ask your Spirit to work in our minds, work in our hearts, convict us of our sin, of judging, of slandering, and clothe us with holiness by your grace. And Father, if we are here and we don't know Jesus, we are not saved. Father, use this text to show us our sin and show us our need for Jesus as our Savior and as our Lord. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, I was a freshman or sophomore in high school, and I walked into a French class. I took French because living in America, French is a very useful language to know. Believe it or not, I did speak a little French on my vacation, though. So in St. George, of all places, the whitest place in America, St. George, I said un peu to some French couple who was there. Do you speak French? Un peu? I don't know if I said it right. But anyway, I digress. I walked into class and I was talking to a buddy of mine. Don't remember what we were talking about, but all of a sudden our French teacher said, that's defamatory language, or something like that. She used the word defamatory. And we just kind of like froze and stared at her awkwardly because we had no idea what defamatory meant. And she could like see the lights were off upstairs in our minds. And she said, you're slandering. The lights never came on. And then finally she just said, look it up. So we looked it up. And on that day in 1995 or 94, I learned something. It was interesting. I learned what slander meant. What does slander mean? We're going to get to that in a second, but look at verse 1 again. Or verse 11, excuse me, not verse 1. Verse 11. What does slander mean? Well, verse 11 tells us, do not speak evil against one another, brothers. The one who speaks against a brother or judges his brother speaks evil against the law and judges the law. But if you judge the law, you are not a doer of the law, but a judge. So here what James is saying, he's saying, do not speak evil against one another. Remember, he's writing to churches. He's not writing to churches and how they associate with the world for just that. He's writing to the churches and how they associate with one another in the church. So he's saying, don't speak evil against one another. Don't use defamatory language. Don't slander. See, we all learned something this day. But hopefully you learn more. But don't slander. Don't speak evil. The Greek word actually means is don't speak against. Don't speak against. And he's writing this because this is a problem in the church. Christians slandering one another. Christians speaking evil to one another. Christians, Frank, right there with your Sunday school this morning, not loving one another genuinely. Not showing that brotherly affection to one another. So this means when we, you know, does not speak against and not slander means we don't do name calling, right? We don't lie about one another. We don't gossip about one another. We don't put down one another. All right? And this means we don't speak evil in all these ways to one another's face, which is, we're Americans, we would never do that. It's so much easier to do behind our backs. No to that. That's what James would say. No speaking behind each other's back. No speaking to others. That's kind of like speaking behind your back, but no speaking evil. And since it's the 21st century, don't speak on social media evil against one another, which is the most cowardly way we can speak evil against each other, if you ask me. Don't speak evil against one another in the church, in any form, in any fashion. Do not slander. What are we doing when we speak evil against one another? What are we doing when we slander one another? We try to tear them down, right? We're demeaning them. We're making them feel like they're not important, that they're wrong. And what are we doing? The exact opposite then to us? We're puffing ourselves up. Look how great we are. And in the greater context of this letter here in chapter 4, humility is what James is getting at. And when we slander and when we put each other down and speak evil of each other, that is not humility. That is arrogance. What else are we doing when we slander, when we speak evil? That person needs to be just like us. They didn't do something that we liked. They didn't. They're just a horrible parent, right? If you've been to Walmart and you've seen me with my kids, that's what you've said, right? He's such a horrible parent. In that case, you're right. But what are we doing when we call someone a horrible parent or a horrible person? We're saying we're the model. Be like us. Be like us. What else does it mean when we slander one another? That person didn't bow down to our throne that we sit on. I'm going to slander that person. I'm going to speak evil to that person because they didn't agree with me. We talked about that a little bit too. They didn't agree with me. They don't see eye to eye with my worldview 100%. They don't bow down to what I want. They don't, in other words, what? Worship me. So I'm going to slander them. I'm going to demean them. I'm going to put them down. And you know what else we're doing when we speak evil of each other and when we slander each other? Here's the Presbyterian in me. We're sinning. We're sinning. Paul says in 1 Thessalonians 5:11, encourage one another and build one another up. So when we're not doing that, we're sinning. We're sinning. But here's the, if we want to look at, think outside this, the us column or the us universe, but let's think bigger. What are we doing when we slander? What are we doing when we speak evil against one another in the church? Or even one another outside the church? We're slandering God. Because God created us. And when we slander his creation, we're slandering the Creator. We're slandering the Creator who made all things and gave all of us our gifts, our special talents, right? Our personalities. And of course, tainted by the fall, right? I am Presbyterian. But he made us. He fearfully and wonderfully made us. And when we demean one another, when we speak evil toward one another, we are slandering not just that person, but God. That is sin. That is wrong. 1 Peter 2:1. The New Testament alone speaks a lot about this. 1 Peter 2:1. So here's Peter. What does he say? So put away all malice and all deceit and hypocrisy and envy and all slander. Get rid of it. Peter says, get rid of it. What does Paul say? We've already said one thing that Paul said. Here's the negative toward this. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and slander be put away from you, along with all malice. Away with you. Get rid of it. Well, they're just apostles. They're not Jesus. Well, what does Jesus say? For from within, out of the heart of man, come evil thoughts, sexual immorality, theft, murder, adultery, coveting, wickedness, deceit, sensuality. Those are pretty bad, right? Those are sins. Yeah, Jesus, keep preaching. What else did he say? Envy and slander. Don't stop at the ones that we would agree with, right? Jesus says, put away slander. Get rid of it. But what does James say? Then he moves on in verse 11. He says, don't speak evil against one another. But what else? Because slander is also judging. When we slander someone, we're judging them. We judge in a negative and a sinful way. When we slander and when we judge, we're holding people to our standards, not the Word of God. When we're slandering and speaking evil, we're holding people to our standards. What we want, our standard in life. And you know what? Our standard in life and what we want, it's not the best. The Word of God is God's standard. God's law is. So when we judge, we hold people to our standards and not God's. And that is wrong. We act like we're the lawgiver. We're acting like we're the judge. How dare us? How dare us? I mean, let's think of some examples. We look at people and we look at how they dress. And we think, they shouldn't be dressing that way. And I'm not talking like obviously sinful things like skinny jeans. No. That's not what I'm talking about. They're wearing shorts to church. This is Colorado, so half of us do, so it's cool. But in Illinois, they're wearing shorts to church. What are we doing? We're setting up our standard of law and saying that's more important than God's law. And that's wrong. That's slandering, but that's judging, and that's sin. Okay, our schooling choice, right? We're in a diverse church where we have all types of schooling choices here. If we hold up our school choice and say that's the way it's supposed to be and... you homeschool? That's wrong. No, you're the lawgiver. You're the judge. How dare you? No. How about this? You kale nut cases. Kale is so healthy, you better eat it. No! And that's even worse. But there's a million examples we can come up with, right? Where we look at someone else and we slander them based off of something they're doing that's not going against the Word of God. And we slander them and we judge them, holding them up to our standards, our rules. And that is what is wrong. No, we are not the law giver. And here's the other thing. When we look at verse 11, just look again. We're not only judging and saying we're the law giver, but what are we saying? That God's law is not good enough? God's standard is not good enough. And what else? It's evil. We're speaking evil against it. We're speaking evil against God's law and God's standard. Think about that for a minute. Now, we would never admit or purposely say that that's what we're trying to do. Of course not. But James is saying when we set up our own standard, our own law, and we speak evil, that's what we're doing. That's what we're doing. Now, another problem is... We also, when you move on in verse 11, we stop doing the law of God, right? This is legalism. It was in the prayer. So we wouldn't be, bow down to legalism in a sense. And when we start setting up our standards, setting up our laws, judging, speaking evil, we stop doing the law of God and set up our own laws. Hence the Pharisees. Hence our own hearts. And what do we start doing? What is the law? Actually, I want to go this way. What is the law? What is the law of God? We talked about it. I think Keith mentioned it actually. Mark 12, 30 through 31. And listen to this. And you shall love the Lord with your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength. And the second is this. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. Jesus says there is no other commandment greater than these. So that's the law. And verse 11, when we stop doing that, when we start setting up our own standard, our own law, we're doing everything I've already said, but we're stopping the law of God in our heart. How are we showing love to God when we're speaking evil against His standard? How are we showing love to one another when we're slandering and we're speaking evil toward one another? How are we showing love? And the truth is we're not. We're not. We're sinning. And how disgusting it is to the world when they see the church slander one another and judge one another. Do you think they want to be a part of that? No way. They want to be a part of love. Real love. God-given love. Now we're talking about judging. That's what James said. Judging. But there is good judging, right? We can say, because what does the world love to say? They love to quote Jesus one time and one time only, right? They love to quote this passage, Matthew 7, 1 through 5. Judge not that you be not judged. Now they stop there. but I want to read it just for greater context. For with the judgment you pronounce, you will be judged, and with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. Why do you seek the speck that is in your brother's eye, but do you not notice the log that is in your own eye? Or how can you say to your brother, let me take the speck out of your eye, when there is the log in your own eye? You hypocrite, first take the log out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to take the speck out of your brother's eye. This actually becomes pretty important at the end of verse 12. But the world, and I wanted to stop and kind of go on a rabbit trail here. Hey, I'm turning into you, Frank. That's awesome. I'm going to grow a mustache next week. And a beard, Carla. But this is important because we hear in the world, judge not, right? And the world says, don't judge me. And I'm talking in James 11. James is saying, don't be a judge. Don't judge others. But there is good judging, right? And what's the good judging? When we hold someone to the standard of what? God's law and God's word. Calling sin, which is truly sin, sin. Okay? That's not what James is talking about here. But that's what we need to discuss. So we can hold people to a standard of God's law, but no one, nothing else. Now look at verse 12 and keep in mind Matthew 7, 1 through 5. Verse 12, there is only one lawgiver and judge, he who is able to save and to destroy. But who are you to judge your neighbor? Okay, so here, this is God. Look at God. Who is God? There is only one lawgiver and one judge. It's God. That's who James is talking about. We could stop there. That's incredible. God gave us the law, the moral law. It's beautiful, isn't it? The Ten Commandments? It's who God is. It's who we are to be. What the Ten Commandments is. And what else? The judge. He's a righteous judge. A perfect judge. A holy judge. And he gives what we sometimes don't get in America. Justice. It's beautiful. But what else? There is only one lawgiver and one judge. He who is able to save. God is able to save. Wow, that's salvation. What is God able to do? He's able to save us. It is God who saves. It's God who calls us out of darkness. Right? He calls us. Jesus calls us. As Deanne picked the hymn for this week. He calls us out of our sin to life, to Jesus. Hey, what else? It's God who regenerates our dead heart. He calls us and he regenerates us. We are dead in sin, but God saves us. What else? It's God who went to the cross. It's God, Jesus, who dies on the cross and pays the penalty for our sin. It's God who breathed life into us. It's God who gives us holiness. It's God is amazing. Now the flip side, God destroys. God pours out his wrath, his perfect, just wrath on unsaved sinners. Only he can do that. Why? Because he's holy. He's God. The end of verse 12. But who are you to judge your neighbor? In other words, who are we? It's God who saves. It's God who can destroy. It reminds me of Job, right? What Job says? Lord giveth, the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Right? Who are we? And then think about Matthew 7, 1 through 5. Look at the plank in your eye. Not the speck in someone else's. So when we slander, when we speak evil, we're looking at that speck. And not the plank in our eye. We don't see our sin of slander. And let's be honest, we've all been slandered against, haven't we? But let's not be honest, right? We've never slandered. No, we have, come on. We sure have. And it's wrong. We are nothing. Who are we? Do you see how small we are? Do you see how little we are? Why are we slandering? Why are we speaking evil? Instead of speaking evil, instead of slandering and judging, let us speak words of love. Let's speak words of encouragement. Let's speak words that build each other up. You know what the sad thing is? I think our nation is so far from that. I think our nation is so far gone, just speaking hate and evil. You can't have a different political view without someone else hating you. You can't go on Facebook and give your opinion and not have someone just hate you for it. You can't. Or you can't do one simple thing wrong without someone hating you. I talked to someone from Elevate, actually, and who does customer service. Elevate, sponsored, or TRPC, sponsored by Elevate. Just kidding. But she does customer service. I said, well, the majority of your calls, they can't be negative, right? She said, no, they were. The vast majority of calls over internet. I graduated high school. When I spoke French, we had no internet. Can you imagine that, kids? Right? Instead of just calmly saying, I have no internet, what's the problem? They slander. You have a problem. Instead of just dealing with a problem like in a biblical way, we slander. We speak evil. You don't like something that we did as a worship team. So what do? We slander. We speak evil. No, let us stop. I've said this verse in so many sermons. Get used to it. Ephesians 4:29. Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. Speak words of encouragement. Don't be fake. Don't lie. Don't force it. Be genuine. Right? But be real and encourage one another, building one another up. Stop judging as well. Someone lives different lives than you. Okay. We're all different in this church. That's what's beautiful about the church. We're all different. We have homeschool, private school, public school. We have people that eat kale and then, you know, non-crazy people. But it's diverse, and that's okay. That's good. Let's stop judging people for their parenting, for their schooling, for their vacationing, for their hobbying. That's not a word. I made it up. Let's stop doing it. Let's stop judging people for what they eat, except for kale, perhaps. How they spend their money, their music preferences, whatever, but you get the point. Let us stop judging. And instead, what? It's love. Words of love. You eat kale. That's great. Sounds delicious. But let's love. And this is hard to do, right? Because we're going to slander. Pastor roast every Sunday at 12:30, right? At home. We have it at the Cheeseman House. It's a little more awkward. But when that pastor roast comes up, or the pianist roast, or the Sunday school teacher roast, or whatever roast we have, let's repent. And let's stop. And let's rejoice in God's grace. And how do we stop? Because it's hard. Because sometimes we get so angry. Sometimes we've been hurt so bad by someone. We haven't gotten our way, or whatever. How do we stop speaking evil against one another? How? Sunday school answer, Jesus. Jesus went to the cross and he paid the penalty for my sin of slander. Let me say that again. For my sin of slander. And not only did he pay the penalty for my sin of slander, but he then frees me from that prison of slander. I am free now to speak words of love. I am free to encourage. I am free to disagree with people. But love them with words and actions. I am free. Jesus took my sin of slander and he nailed it to the cross so I would be forgiven and so I would be free. So how do we stop slandering one another? Jesus. Remember what he's done. Remember that grace. And remember, that is powerful. Powerful enough to actually work in our lives. And work in our hearts. Do you struggle with this sin? Yeah, we sure do. Rejoice in Jesus. Rejoice in Jesus. He gave us the victory over slander. He gave us the victory over judging, over speaking evil. We can win. We can win this. But here's the other thing that should be said. This is the lie that Satan, you know, deceives us with. We think we feel better after we slander someone. Right? What's the saying? I got it off my chest. Right? But what's the joy about slander? And what's the truth? I gave it away. What's the truth about slander and speaking evil? It robs us of joy. We get so bogged down in the slandering and the speaking evil and the judging that we forget and we lose the joy of being in Christ. The joy that we can praise one another and encourage one another and love one another with our words and build one another up. Don't you want to be joyful? I know you do. Of course you do. So do I. Slander and speaking evil is not the way to go. Speaking words of love, encouraging, and building one another up, that brings us joy. So brothers and sisters in Christ, join me and repent. We talked about that last week. Repent of your sin of slander. I say that not in a judgmental way. I say that as I'm in here with you. Let us repent of our sin. Let us rejoice in God's grace. And let us fight that. And by God's grace, He can clothe us with words of love. But here's the thing. If you are here this morning and you're not a follower of Christ, if you've never repented of your sins and trusted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you can be the nicest guy in the room, nicest gal in the room, but it doesn't matter. You can say words that encourage me and everyone here, but that doesn't matter because that won't save us. The only thing that saves us is Jesus. Jesus' death on the cross. So if you're here and you don't know Christ, repent. Repent of your sins and trust Jesus as your Lord and as your Savior. And then, only after then, join me in fighting my sin and your sin of speaking evil and judging one another. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for your word. Thank you that your word is absolute truth. And Father, forgive us of our sin. For some odd reason, we prefer to slander. We prefer to speak evil. Help us stop. By your grace, help us speak words of love to one another. In Christ, we can have victory over our slander, over our words. Clothe us in holiness there. Help us fight our sin. And by doing so, let the world see that we're not perfect. But we love each other in this church. Not just here at TRPC, but the church universal. And Father, there's some here that are not saved. Show them their sin and show them their need for Jesus. And bring them to faith and repentance. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.